Blog Talk Radio.
Party radio show and the Spirit of America party book. Bartender, it's champagne.
Is it any wonder that I've fallen for you? You're the spell I'm under, and I'm helpless, it's true.
Took vows in church and kept them. That song was made before drugs. You can't believe that, and you won't believe that. But I'll tell you something. When my generation was around, it was 40,000 Mexicans didn't have to die to keep us high. We were high on different things. A little alcohol, patriotism was the greatest high. Being with God was a good high, a great high. We were there. We were the real thing. We were the real McCoy. And speaking of the real McCoy, do you know the story of the real McCoy? You familiar with steam boilers? many years ago, a steam boilers had a relief valve, and the relief valve used to get stuck, and the steam boiler would blow up and kill people. So a black fella named McCoy invented a steam valve release valve that worked all the time. And when people went to buy a new release valve, relief valve, they used to say, "Give me the real McCoy." And speaking of the real McCoy, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about Herman Cain. I noticed that the hoi polloi in the media is sort of like roll up their noses when they talk about Herman Cain. Like they pay him a compliment, but at the same time they slip in just a subtle dig. So the title of my article is Little Asides, Not That You Would Notice. Herman Cain Takes the Pain. Then I have Poison. Fox stars say he is not that experienced in debating, but will get better. Smile, smile, and chuckle, chuckle. Antidote. He is a straight-talking gentleman, not owing it to anybody. Poison. His 999 plan is too simple. We all know government tax plans are more complicated. Antidote. KISS. KISS. It stands for Keep It Simple, Stupid. Too many lawyers and too many millionaires in politics. We need real people. Why should I give a job to a millionaire that already has money? Let me give that job in the House and the Senate to a guy that's struggling. And ask me about ambassadors. No ambassador should ever have to buy a duchy, a dukedom, from the political party that is in power at the time. I want to see ambassadors all over the world. I want to see wounded vets. I want to see guys in wheelchairs as the ambassador to England, the ambassador to France. Poison. He's a pizza guy with no international experience. Antidote. Can the U.S. government feed the Somalian people by the slice, or 8 Somalis to a pie for $9.99 delivered? Poison. We are governors. We have experience in running the government. You know, if you put an I in that first run, it says ruining the government. Antidote. One desk, one secretary, and one plaque that says governor, like the one that says president. One helicopter to fly over disaster areas and ask for federal help or raise taxes, and start the first speech with, "I was left with this mess." Poison. He doesn't have the finances to win the campaign. Antidote. If it takes $1 billion to elect a president, the American people can't afford one. Champagne contributions should be $1 maximum, be it GE or Joe the Plumber. That eliminates big crooks buying a president. And the only lobby should be in a hotel. I'd run all those bastards out of town. Every one of them. And then the House and the Senate would have to find work. Yeah. And what would Jesus do? Well, first he would make a whip. Poison. A rude pundit says Herman Cain can't name the president of Uzbekistan. Yes, he can. His name is Google. Antidote. Bet you he can name the countries that Osama bin Laden sold back to the new improved Soviet Union. Google says Islam Karimov is the president of the Uzbeks. He used to be on Second City TV. Poison. Daily Bestiality says Herman can't raise $100 million. Antidote. Are you talking bureaucrat dollars or working man's money? Herman can do it for less. $39 million. $1 per winning vote for Herman. Herman gets 39 million votes. He's the president. So write your phone number on the $1 that you're going to send in with the area code on the bill, and you'll be able to pass your first bill. Send it to a Friends of Herman Cain, P.O. Box 2158, Stockbridge, Georgia, 30281. passed the bill to elect Herman. Want me to give you the address again? Herman Cain, P.O. Box 2158, Stockbridge, Georgia, 30281 is the zip. Poison. Solon Mag says, it's tough to defy gravity when you're in the spotlight. We say his feet are planted firmly on the ground. He really knows how to step in it. We say he can clean up the mess the demo camos leave. Sal and Meg say he doesn't have a Mickey Goldmill. Rocky Balboa had a wise old trainer. He is not making a make-believe movie. He is riding to the American rescue. Hey, let's do a Western. 999 is an Oppo guy's dream. There is real power in the catchy simplicity of Kane's tax plan, which would set personal and business tax rates at 9% and create a national sales tax at the same rate. But now the press and his opponents are starting to look at it. They're starting to look at it, right? Yeah, wonderful. Where were they when he was drawing it up? And they're finding all sorts of problems. The solution, my friends, is flexibility. Let me give you an example. If someone told Donald Trump his wife was not first lady material, his first response would be, tell me what you like. You want the blonde? You want a girl that limps? What do you want? Yeah, unbelievable. Tell me what you like. If 999 does not fit the bill, Herman will adjust and then fire for effect. Could be 10-10-5, 11-11-4. Come on, guys, get real. Who will stick up for him? Quick. Name three Republicans who have endorsed Cain. Ready? I'm going to give you the three. Match McConnell, Richard Lugar, Orrin Hatch. Oh, no. Those are my three wallflowers are too shy to dance. First off, don't rock the vote. Repuppies are not coming out until the storm is over. Herman has more friends than he realizes. Of course, the Repuppies will chime in when it is safe to say, I always liked Herman. Sarah, are you listening? Remember what they did to you? This guy is out there just like you, all alone. He's hated by the Demo Camo Party of Death, who classified him as uppity. He is looked down upon by the rhinos as how dare he. If he was in a song, the farmer in the dell, he would be the cheese that stands alone. George Washington had the same problem, as did Lincoln. You do know he's not running a real campaign, right? I see him in the campfires of 100,000 foes. He's the spirit of America that grows and grows and grows. I see him open with a pledge and a prayer, then close with another prayer. I see Constantine at the Milvian Bridge. Vaya con Dios, Herman. Conclusion. In life there are three plans, yours, mine, and God's. The racist Tea Party gave us racist Cain. He is pure choice and great American. No strings attached. No one owns Herman. He loves our country as we do. He's not afraid of hard work. He leads by example, and he is full-blooded American. So please rise and sing our campaign song. Imagine there's no pizza. Headline, a small town boy does good. Aren't we all small town boys? America is being hurled into the fires of division. What better man to bring us all together? Let's join the choir and sing the battle hymn of the Republic. Spirit of America Party Book. Spirit of America Party Radio Show.com. Let me give you a tune that's seldom sung anymore, and it's been banned from the atheistic schools in America. Thank you. you got a minute? You want to join me? It's early in the morning, just before dawn. There's a plane coming in from Afghanistan at Dover Air Force Base. It's just landed. They're opening up the cargo door, and they're offloading 22 coffins. It's the Navy SEALs who were lured into an ambush and destroyed. And while we're giving President Obama kudos for getting bin Laden, and we're giving him kudos for getting Gaddafi, we must ask President Obama, what happened to the cover-up for the slaughter of the Navy SEALs? Why aren't you investigating it? They're bringing the coffins off now. Let's say a little prayer. Day. Let me find something that you can enjoy. Hang in there.
Friends. without a song. That field of corn would never see a plow. That field of corn would be deserted now. A man is born, but he's no good, no how, without a song. But sure as I know, the Jordan will roll. But I'll get along, long as the song is strong in my soul. The grass so tall, I only know there ain't no love at all without a song. Without a song, the day would never end. Without a song, the road would never bend. Well, things go wrong. A man ain't got without a song. That field of corn would never see a plow. That field of corn would be deserted now. A man is born, but he's no good, good, no how without a song. I've got my troubles and woe, but sure as I know, the Jordan will roll. Grass so tall, I only know there ain't no love at all without a song, without a song.
Looking forward to the boys coming home from Christmas from Iraq. What do we got, about 45,000 over there? They say we're going to save a lot of money, but what they don't tell you is those 45,000 draw a paycheck too. And all their equipment has to be maintained. If we woke up tomorrow in America and we went down to the street corner and the Russians were directing tank traffic, how many people would think we've been taken over? How many people would finally wake up and realize we just lost our country? I bet you maybe only about 49%. All the rest would think it's a movie. And the moral of the story is, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
What good is melody if it ain't possessing something sweet? It ain't the music, it ain't the melody. There's something else that makes that tune complete. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. I do what do.
TV today, and they were at another hour from when I was watching it. They were going to have an appearance by Vicente Fox, George Bush's a sidekick, the Cisco Kid. Yeah, and the topic of the conversation was legalizing drugs. And I wonder now, when I see Janet Napolitano telling us she's got everything under control, if this has been a big stall action about closing the border because they want to prepare the nation for legalized drugs, which will be great. That'll just about finish us off. You won't have two people that can hold a conversation for more than 8 seconds. And I told you at the beginning of the show, I grew up before drugs. I grew up in Washington Heights, New York, 189th Street, St. Nicholas Avenue, and I hear they took the word saint off the, they only call it Nicholas Avenue now. That's how hard the communists are working to drive Christ out of the country, because Joseph Stalin said, the three key ingredients for American success is their patriotism, their spirituality, and their morality. And I also told you, when I got married, the vow was for keeps, and all my buddies who got married, the vow was for keeps. The divorce rate, lawyers would go broke. And today, when you get a divorce, everybody comes in for the kill. Everybody comes in for the kill. I joked with the guy that does wedding gowns. I said, you should have divorce gowns. And he said, you wouldn't believe how many cancellations I get and how many people bring their wedding gowns back. It's ridiculous. And that's terrible. And I have, in my book, The Spirit of America Party, I go through a divorce reception where the bride and the groom have to give back all the money. Yeah, unbelievable, man. And I have tips on how to choose the right partner and what to avoid. And one of the tips is... beware of the girl that counts the steps going up to the church with the photographer. Yeah. And never trust a woman with two last names. And I also have one for guys. Is never trust a guy that wears... black shoes with a brown... never trust a guy that wears a blue suit with brown shoes. Yeah, that's not a good combo. All right, let me bounce back and give you another tune. We were talking about drugs in Washington Heights. Okay, so after we all escaped from the ghetto, that was before the liberals brought the drugs in. See, up to that time, it was a poor neighborhood, but then came the liberals with their drugs, and they doped up the local population, and then they immediately classified it as a ghetto, and they started to erect rehab monuments and buy votes. They call it welfare. Unbelievable. It's kind of hard to get up and go to work when you're stoned, you know. What cracks me up is when I see Mexicans sitting on the ghetto stoops, and at 6 o'clock in the morning, and they're all getting picked up by the gringos with the big trucks, and they all got jobs, and they didn't have to go file for unemployment. Meanwhile, the guy that lives on the second floor, he's still in bed till about 10 or 11. Then he goes, tells him he can't find a job. All he's got to do is get up at 5 in the morning. So I think I had a tune for you. Let me see if I'm going to give you a tune. Oh, maybe I'll do a politically correct tune. I'll go to a Christian commercial right now. If you're seeing a shrink and you're paying him $500 a session, I can save you $495 a session. All you have to do is go Catholic and go to confession. And the most you'll have to pay is $5 and 5 Hail Marys. And that sure beats sitting on a shrink's couch who's crazy anyway. And not only that, he can't forgive your sins. Bartender, let me have some spirits of America. Give me a shot of patriotism.
Thank you.
I caught Herman Cain Sunday on CNN being interviewed by that British Tory, and CNN had given that Tory instructions, destroy Herman Cain. And I got to tell you, he threw the kitchen sink at Herman Cain, and Herman Cain carefully answered all his questions intelligently and with good response. Halfway through the interview, the Brit was won over to Herman Cain's side, and it was fantastic. I thought Herman did pretty good. Yeah, he's going to have some drawbacks. He's going to have some walkbacks, as they call it. But let me tell you something. The man is flexible. It's his middle name. He knows how to roll with the punches, and he knows how to land on his feet. And you know what? He won't blame anybody but himself. Now, you go to Fox, and Fox is already setting the tone for Romney. They were already plugging Romney, and they had on that bald-headed guy that used to be with George Bush. What's his name? Karl Rove. And he has this little whiteboard, and he has his magic marker, and he was listing all the things that were wrong with McCain. This is the same Karl Rove that sabotaged the run for office by Christine O'Donnell. Just, he is too Republican, Karl Rove, and that's not what we're looking for. We're not looking for the Republicans who tried to infiltrate the Tea Party to take it in their direction. We want independent Tea Party recommendations and members to go and devote all their efforts to building the best fighting anti-Obama team that we can possibly get. And I'll tell you something. I would rather see Newt Gingrich as number two with McCain number one than Perry from Texas and Romney from Massachusetts. I don't trust anybody out of Massachusetts. When you can let a murderer, re-elect a murderer over and over again, you're gone. We cannot count on Massachusetts, and I hate to tell you, you can't count on Connecticut either, or New York. So, I'm for Cain, and Cain can regain, and he can raise Cain. So, I'm going to close out with a tune. That's our show. Our show, folks, until we meet again, when the stick in the sand is equal to its shadow. Adios.